big old can. Good time, unwind, falling out of love in the same night. Can't say I got a whole lot of cares. I'm in the redneck Riviera. It's getting crazy. I'm getting hammered, sitting right here at the floor of Mama.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning as we await, I believe he's coming in right now, yeah, the arrival of State Representative Jim Carnes, who will join us here on the program very shortly. Still to come also on the program this morning, State Senator Gerald Allen will make time for us. That's in the 11 o'clock hour, so make sure that you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, if you want to get in on the program, the text line, Mallory Pipey text line, 251-343-0106. That's how you can interact with the program. We're at the State House in Montgomery today, as we typically do on Wednesdays. So bear in mind, it sounds a little different for that reason. Joining us now, I think he's getting settled in, but we're very appreciative. It's been a while since we've had him on. I think he's been on once before. I got to know him a little bit up at the, whenever Paul DeMarco advised me to be at the Mid-Alabama Republican Club in Vestavia Hills. I had to talk to this gentleman. State Representative Jim Carnes is with us. Representative, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Hey, also,
is this audio only or not?
Yeah, we're on. We're live.
Okay.
Yeah, and you sound fine. Before we get into the nitty gritty about what's going on, particularly with the waterworks stuff, but how's the session been? You know, you've seen a few of these.
The session really has been one of the most efficient and productive in quite a while.
Yeah.
I've been very impressed with the way the management has been, and the fact I really think the committees are working harder to where when a bill comes to the House floor, basically all of the friction that could be caused has been taken care of in the committee. Not 100%, but
there's not a bunch of floor amendments and things.
Yeah, the floor amendments are, that is a filibuster. Somebody wants to filibuster dream when you start having floor amendments. So we just have few floor amendments now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Representative Stan Hagen bringing in the refreshments here.
Take care of my members.
I'm good. Yeah, thank you for the offer. This has been something you and your Jefferson County delegation have really been trying to do for years.
Yes, that's
the
true.
The Birmingham Waterworks, you finally got a breakthrough here, it seems. The Senate is going to be able to move on it. They've got a cloture calendar going, a system going that's working pretty well. And this happened a couple of years ago when you filed the bill. Your Jefferson County colleague upstairs, Roger Smitherman, just shut everything down. They don't want anybody to touch this waterworks board. It's really changed what's going on in this building. Kind of walk us through why this is such a big deal and why, I guess because it's four counties, it really is going to take an act of the legislature to sort through.
Right. Well, actually five. Walker County has less than 1,000 connections, but
gotcha.
The majority of the connections are Jefferson County. However, in 2015, a bill was changed that brought three more board members. Two of those were outside the county, and so it's a general bill. If you've got two counties involved, it's a general bill. It was anyway because we do have several thousand connections in Shelby County, only have a few in St. Clair County. St. Clair County is served, but they've got less than 5,000 connections in St. Clair County. Blount County is there because Blount County gives 47 million gallons of water per day to the Birmingham Waterworks free. So I think they deserve a seat at the table. And that happened in 2015 when Senator Wagner passed that bill, and I handled the bill in the House at that time.
Historically, I mean, obviously it hasn't happened. Why is this such a heavy lift? It seems like a no-brainer to me.
It is a no-brainer to someone that thinks rationally. mainly, the history on this is the Birmingham, on the Birmingham Waterworks Board, and they sold it. And the sale theoretically took place in 1999. There was so much friction slash fluff around it that needed cleaning. The Alabama Attorney General, Bill Pryor, got involved. And the final sign-off was in February of 2001, but it was sold. And there's a, it's a separate corporation that has bonds, and the bondholders, you know, are at risk. However, the management of the system has been the following. There were just six members on the board, and all were appointed by Birmingham. 2015, three were added. There are nine now. And City of Birmingham still has control of six of those. And the fact that over the last 20-plus years, the rates have gone up tremendously. Satisfaction is terrible. They have the lowest rating in J.D. Power on customer satisfaction for the last 4 or 5 years. If you look deeper, there's 50% of the water that goes through their pumping station is in their pipes is not paid for. Nobody knows why. Some of it is they just don't bill certain segments of the society, and others is excessive losses in the pipes. The American Water Association recommends a 100-year pipe life expectancy and replacement. Birmingham Water Works has a 300-year. Excuse me.
Joined by State Representative Jim Carnes here on the program. He's trying to navigate his phone there. Representative, and you know, now this is a Mobile audience. This isn't necessarily as important to them. But I have a couple employees who are Birmingham Water, or one was and one still is. And I think this happens a lot of places, but you know, 1 month it'd be 80, 1 month it'd be 70, then $1,000 the next month. And you would have these wild swings. I mean, this is like just kind of a textbook example of like the mismanagement of a public utility.
It is totally mismanaged. I hate it. And this was not something that anybody wanted to get involved in changed. We've given signals over the bow of the ship saying, okay, if you don't change, this is going to happen. I introduced the bill in 23. That was a strong bill, and the one now is even stronger. So the current bill is taking the six appointments by Birmingham to one. So we're only going to have five board members. Five would be one by the mayor, one by the president of the county commission, one by the lieutenant governor, one by Blount County, which has is producing 47 million gallons per day free to the system, and another is Shelby County. So those will be the five appointments. And there are qualifications on these that were not on previous appointments, and these are tied to the bill, either engineering or financial or strong general business background. And if those are not properly done, there's an overview in there that says if somebody challenges qualifications, they can be reviewed. So,
how long will it take? Can you, in your estimation, if you get this done this year, governor signs it, and you have this new board system in place, how long before? I mean, there's a lot of work to do here.
Oh, there's a lot of work.
It's going to take years, right?
Just it's to taken get years for this to get to the point where it is right now. And you know, they keep raising the rates, and they keep spending money wildly. They have in 2023, when I got involved and brought a bill forward, they were spending $55,000 a month on lobbyists. They were spending $50,000 a month on PR firms, two different PR firms at $25,000 each per month. And when Bill Pryor handled this in 2001, all over the documents, he says this is a monopoly. Who has ever heard of a monopoly spending that kind of money on services? I was a county commissioner for Jefferson County during the tragedy of the bankruptcy. And, in fact, I was the one that raised my hand and said, we're bankrupt. And I was over the sewer system. And the sewer system is roughly the same size, revenue-wise, as the waterworks. We had me, county commissioner, I am a graduate engineer, and we had a chief engineer, and that was it. And the county, totally, for all the county, with 3,000 employees, had one lobbyist for $5,000 a month, and that was it.
And they are responding. I saw Mayor Woodfin. They're claiming this is a race issue, and you're taking away control of the water system. The state is. How do you respond to that?
Well, there's 775,000 people served, and this is from the website from the Birmingham Water Works. The city of Birmingham has 195,000 now, and they're shrinking every year. So if you divide that out, 195,000 residents of city of Birmingham, 775,000 served by the Birmingham Water Works Board. That's 25%, and they don't own it. So at a public hearing, somebody yesterday said that we're stealing assets from Birmingham. No assets. They were sold them. They sold them, and they got what would be, in today's dollars, $500 million for it. It was 300 then in 2001, but that is, sad as it is, that's 500 million today.
So you feel pretty good. We'll kind of wind it down on this discussion. You feel really good where you are. The Senate moves. This seems like this is finally going to happen.
I think it is. I think there's been enough. And in the last 2 weeks, we have, as you know, we have no control over the press, and there have been about 3, 4, 5 negative articles about the waterworks, and they didn't even know this bill was pending because this thing.
You got like an ethics complaint underway right now?
Yeah, it just started yesterday.
Yeah,
the person that's got the ethics complaint spoke at their public hearing yesterday morning.
I mean, this thing is a mess of epic proportion, and they've been trying for years to do this, but this is one of those things. Whenever it's filed, whenever it's even mentioned, breathed, to Democrats, particularly one Democrat, I guess, he shuts everything down. So it's been a very hard issue to navigate. So this is a serious breakthrough if you do get it done.
My answer to that is we've had that problem in the House before where people were shutting things down. We changed our rules of operation. Now, we don't do that every year. We don't do it that often, but we only do it when it's necessary for us to keep running a relatively efficient operation on the fifth floor.
Well, and I'll say this about Speaker Ledbetter. It's a much different, but now Hubbard was very, very
rammed.
And then I guess it was appropriate when Hubbard walked away to kind of pump the brakes a little with Speaker McCutcheon, and that seemed to be kind of the mood of the body. But Ledbetter's found a good balance here. It's a much smoother operating. Things start on time.
I think Speaker Ledbetter's done an outstanding job. I'll just tell you that. And I've had a good relationship with all of our speakers. Ledbetter has found he's threaded the needle from outer space to keep equilibrium going in the House. I don't think the Democrats are upset, and I don't think the Republicans. I think they're happy. And that's why this year has been a much more productive year, because we have not been out there fighting each other.
Yeah. Well, I would say this, and I know this predates your time in the legislature, Representative, but there was never a time when Republicans, when they were in the minority, got the same kind of license to slow things down the way Democrats have had in the supermajority, right?
You may not remember, I was minority chairman back before I left to go to the county commission. And we had 43 Republicans. And I understand what the minority is, and I understand being run over. And we did everything we could to slow things down when we could. We didn't do it. Republicans are terrible at filibustering. They just hate to go up and say things that aren't true. You know, that's just a fact.
Well, you never did it to this degree, did you?
No,
because it's obstructionism and you know, the supermajority, superminority.
We worked together. Look, we used to work together. I mean, I passed, when we were in a minority, the first voter ID bill in the state. And that's not an easy thing to do. I won the Stroud Award the first year I introduced it. It took me a while to get it done, but I did. And, you know, I did welfare reform in the House when we were in the minority. I had a governor backing me up at the time, but we got it through, and it was one of the rated as one of the best in the country, top 10% of – that was when the federal redid welfare policy.
Yeah. That was like during the Clinton administration,
It was.
I remember that. But it's – well, the last question we'll get you out of here on this. I mean, let's talk about this building going away. I don't know if you decided if you're going to run again or not next year, but how big is the new state house?
It's big. Now, I've been extra. I'm chairman of two committees. One of them is Jefferson County with 17 members, 665,000 people. I'm chairman of Commerce, which is where almost all the business bills come. So I've been pretty busy. I've kept up from sidelines on what's going on over there. But we got good people running it. We're on budget and maybe ahead of schedule right now. So last word I got.
I just tell you, coming up here every week, and I'm only up here one day. I can't imagine, being up here year after year after year, three, 4 days a week. Yeah. It would wear you down.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Well, Representative, thanks for coming by.
I hope this has been helpful. I mean, this is a very complex problem.
May not be as interesting to our listeners, but I know like a
probably
lot of people
it's kind of a nerdy subject if you get down and discuss the whys and why not.
That's one of the most controversial things of the session by far.
It has been year after year after year.
State Representative Jim Carnes there. We got to get out of here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Single drop of rain.